Now, a picture book designed to teach children about consent has divided opinion. C is for Consent is by the American author Eleanor Morrison, and it offers lessons on how to offer affection. The book is designed for children aged from the day they're born, not plus, and follows a character called Finn. And it ends with the lesson that he should ask for consent before holding his female friend's hand. So in other words, should the whole issue of consent be now written into children's books, and how early is too early to be teaching kids about consent? Is it inappropriate? Well, the commentators Angela Epstein and Fionnuala Meredith are with us this morning. Good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. Morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Fionnuala, is it too early to be teaching a four-year-old about consent?
Well, I was having a look at this book online because I thought I'd better inform myself about, you know, what's actually in it. And it's completely harmless. I think when people hear the word consent, they think, oh my God, we're going to be teaching our four-year-olds about sex. This is terrible. And actually, I think it's quite beneficial that children start from the earliest age to learn about my body, your body. I'm in charge of what happens to my body, and I'm respectful about what happens to your body. That's all it is. There's nothing to get excited about here. And actually, if you look at the book, it's about, you know, not forcing children to give hugs to some. Right, say great Aunt Maud turns up and, you know, parents will go, oh, go and give her a hug, let her give you a hug, and the kid doesn't want to. Well, why should the kid have to do that? So it's about
learning. The kid doesn't understand that three or four of them getting a hug about consent.
Yeah, but why should kids be forced to hug people they don't want to hug? And that's what all this is about. It's not about sex. It's about the earliest examples of children interacting with other people and being allowed to have boundaries around their own body. And surely we can all agree that's pretty healthy. What's not healthy, in my opinion, is forcing young people at university into consent classes when they're actually adults. You can't tell adults to go to consent classes.
Answer.
The very time is when they're little. Start thinking about these things.
Well, the thing about the word consent is it's incredibly loaded. So even though it may be that the book was looking at the issue in a far broader sense, it was quite savvy of either the writer or the publisher to use that word on the front of the cover to get people talking about this and to raise the issue of what consent means. I think the problem is that we are shortchanging a whole generation of children and denying them their childhood. Why can't we let children be? Let parents. It's up to a parent to say to children, when you go to school, make sure you behave in a certain way and don't behave in this way.
Do you think a four or 5 year old has any notion of consent?
No, I don't. And I think the problem is we're trying to, even if it's not about sex, the very sort of, as I just said a moment ago, the very issue of the word means that we are bringing in the conversation or the vocabulary that relates to that. And we're kind of sexualizing children, even if it's in this tacit, benign way, because consent has all those implications and all those inferences.
But it doesn't have those implications.
Hang on, Fionnuala, I haven't finished. And the thing is that where children are concerned, there has to be a certain element of play. You know, if you have a daughter and your friend has a son and they're both 3 years old and they're playing together, you don't want to leap in and say, you can't hold hands while you're playing whatever it is that you're playing.
Nobody's
with.
Suggesting that.
No, but the inference is there.
You may be taking that inference, but no one is actually suggesting it. Let's get back to the book itself, because I think you have to make these things concrete and not go off on tangents. So this is an illustrated story. It follows a young boy called Finn who goes along to a gathering of family and friends, and his parents basically encourage him to make his own choices about whether or not to receive an offer of physical affection. So
Why the need for a book like this in the first place? What's the need? Why can't they read fairy tales? I mean, the thing is, we've had so many fairy tales. Hold on, you two. We've had so many fairy tales. Let's let Fionnuala finish.
Okay, so back to the book. In one scenario, his granny goes in for a hug, but Finn isn't in the mood and is reminded by his dad, that he doesn't have to give hugs if he doesn't want to. Now, to me, that is completely unobjectionable. Parents can use this book if they choose to. Nobody's forcing this book on them. Kids can read fairy tales all they like. The world is far greater than the issue of consent. But personally, I think it's quite a useful book, and I much prefer that youngsters were read it and start to think about those kind of issues when they're young to protect themselves okay. and others, so they're not in, the, in some kind of dire scenario when they're at university and they just haven't been informed.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed. We're out of time with that.